Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this post is called Three Ways Jesus Held On to His Vision. Penny, my wife, and I spent the morning hours today at a place called Samphire Ho. Samphire who? Samphire where? Samphire Ho, spelled H-O-E. What's that about? Well, when the Channel Tunnel was dug, about 5 million cubic metres of spoil had to go somewhere. It ended up behind a specially constructed lagoon wall. And now? Now it is a nature reserve, home to 200 species of plants, 200 species of birds, and 30 species of butterflies. But at a cost. There's a plaque there at Samphire Ho, and on the plaque are the names of 11 people who died between 1986 and 1992, specifically as a result of working on this Channel Tunnel project. Now, I've been through the tunnel a few times, but never knew the true cost. The only cost I'd heard of before was measured in terms of billions of pounds. So I paused at the site of the memorial and I took a photograph. You'll see it on my blog if you want to go there. Because it reminded me that human lives are always the cost in one way or another. Any big project, any legacy-leaving activity involves men and women paying a price. Well, perhaps this is obvious, but I needed refreshing on this because, well, so much of what I do as a Christian makes me tired. What does tiredness do? Well, nothing necessarily, but it depends on what else is going on in my life. I have no idea what motivated the 10 people to continue working on the tunnel after the first worker died, or what about after the 6th, 7th, and 8th person died. Whatever their reasons, they must have been compelling. And this is the key. A compelling vision will keep us going no matter the cost. Jesus had a compelling vision. So, but what were the key factors that held him to that vision? Well, I'd suggest, well, at least the following three things. Number one, his vision was bigger than himself. John 4:34, "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." You see, this was no self-centered vision. Jesus placed himself willingly under the authority of the Father. A person compelled by a vision bigger than themselves will pay any price necessary to see it fulfilled. Secondly, he knew the cost and decided to embrace it. This passage in John 12:24 says it well. "Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Jesus speaks here in a prophetic way about his death and legacy. And the results, well, they're staggering. The early church exploded with growth, and 2,000 years later, millions still celebrate what Jesus did. But he was not blind to the cost. Indeed, he embraced it. In other words, he was not a victim, but a willing co-participant in the Father's vision. So first thing, his vision was bigger than himself. Secondly, he knew the cost and decided to embrace it. Well, thirdly, he prayed when it got overwhelming. Mark 14:35-36. "Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." I'm reassured when I see the honesty in Jesus. He did not want to do this, but, well, there again, he did. The struggle of the vision took him to prayer, and prayer took him back to confidence in the giver of the vision. When the Christian vision gets blurry, I'll do well to remember that it's not about me. It will help to bear in mind that the cost is part of God's plan to serve and save people, and it will become possible to live the vision when I take my struggles to God in prayer. What helps you to hold on to a vision as a Christian? Please post any comment that's helpful below and help me and any who read the blog or listen to the audio boo hold on to our vision. We need that hope. I wish the 11 people who died could have seen the completed tunnel or the view from Samphire Ho, which is also on my blog, and it was a beautiful day today. But I wish more than anything that I can live my life to a vision that remains undimmed as the years go by. And as I get tired. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.